Leo's insights are presented to challenge, inform, and encourage you in your quest to break free from school-based approaches to education. Building upon a foundation of unschooling, we sincerely hope these insights help you to consider how education can be truly unlimited.
In the beginning of this year, the world faced a health crisis with the coronavirus pandemic. In an effort to contain the spread of the disease, most public gatherings were banned, including the complete shuttering of schools of every kind. This, of course, did not affect home educators who were already at home, but it did curtail outside extracurricular activities. There was a great deal of consternation over the decision to shut down every school in the province, indeed in the entire country. Yet there was a lot to be learned from the experience. It really did provide an opportunity to reevaluate or question what education, school, and learning are all about. I will be dedicating several blogs to addressing some of the things we gleaned from having all the students of the entire country go homeschooling. The first lesson learned came from the immediate reaction to shutting down the schools. I actually seen this behavior before. During my last year as a public high school teacher, I found myself caught in a labor dispute that ended with a strike against my employing school board. What proved reminiscent to me was that the greatest concern that parents had respecting the closure of the schools was the same as that during the strike of 2002. In both cases, education proved not to be the top priority, but rather the greatest concern was what parents would do with the children if they could not be sent to school. There were dozens of media articles, and I'm going to quote from one. And you can say that you can see this primary concern if paying close attention. And the article said that public education is the bedrock of a fair and prosperous society. Okay, one can be excused for seeing this as rather unclear, as it does not address why it is bedrock. But the following sentence of the article does bring in some clarification. It continues with, without it, that would be school, the economic participation of one in three Canadians is compromised. What is meant by economic participation? Well, that would probably be some vague term for a job or work. So without school, one in three parents that have school-aged children and are working have their job compromised. In other words, by not going to school, the children will find themselves in the way, disturbing or compromising the parents' work. That doesn't appear to be much concern for the children's learning or academic progress in this article. Indeed, while it states that it is the parents who are being compromised, nothing is said respecting how the children are affected. The problem was presented as one of denying working parents the babysitting services that schools have become. Combining the tendency to start school at increasingly younger ages, including play school, preschool, kindergarten, with a compulsory attendance to age 16, one should be able to see that as long as a student may need adult supervision, there will be a venue in which to place them, namely schools. In provinces where government has daycare provision, it has often been implemented through the existing school system. This should not come as a surprise. Let's just take a look at what parents generally had to say about the pandemic school closures. It should be obvious from the parents' perspective that the school's primary function is not the education of children. Sadly, many parents are more likely to see schools as a free babysitting, childcare, or daycare service that allows them to do more important things than raising, training, and teaching children. Perhaps this has something to do with how the world has become what it is today. Even more importantly, let's apply this knowledge to why we should seriously look at educating our own children at home.
We trust you were blessed by today's presentation. For more helpful information to guide you in your home education journey, please visit educationunlimited.ca and leogomal.com. Be sure to like us and share us on Facebook.